All right, partner, you know what time it is.
Morning, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your very frustrated leader this morning, Steve Mudflap McGrew. I was supposed to interview James Otto today, had James on the phone, had questions all ready to go, and my system crapped out here. Yes, the little board that I used just started popping and hissing and crackling, and couldn't record him. It was too bad. We're going to shoot for Monday. So we're going to try to do Monday, and if not, Tuesday. But the beginning of next week, we will have James Otto. I recorded the news last night with Miss Thing because I got to get her when I can, and I noticed it was popping and crackling last night. And I was hoping that I would get it fixed by this morning, but it didn't happen. And when you hear the news in a little bit, you'll hear the popping and crackling, and it's not great. So I'm either going to have to figure this out, get it fixed, or go buy a piece of new equipment, a new mixing board. Never good to have to buy new stuff, but when I was talking to James about it, James goes, there's no better excuse in the world to go get new gear. And sometimes new gear makes you feel good. Maybe I'll get something a little better and make the sound quality a little better. I know Miss Dang's going to go, what do you need new stuff for? Isn't this working? Aren't people listening? Can't you hear your voice? And then she's going to hate the voice that I just did to do her. So, yeah, she's going to hate that. I will try to, I'm going to have to fill in the space that would have been James's before the news. And we'll go and look for a little bit of something, and we'll be back, and we will have a Remasculate show for this Thursday. So hold on, guys, and I will be right back. Well, here's a little story for you. Have you ever sat down to dinner only to find that your dinner partner can't take their eyes off their phone? They're just glued to their cell phone the entire meal? Well, a Los Angeles restaurant called Ava is trying to remedy that problem by baiting customers to give up their phones in exchange for a cheaper bill. According to a Southern California public radio station, Ava, the restaurant, is giving diners a monetary reason to turn off their cell phones. Owner and chef Mark Gold is giving customers 5% off their bills if they agree to turn off and give up their phones for the entire meal. I don't know. Could you do it? Would you do it? Gold said the reason behind this deal stems from the disruption in the restaurants. He stated that it's about two people sitting together and just connecting without the distraction of a phone, and we're trying to create an ambiance where you can come in and really enjoy the experience and have a good time and enjoy your company. While saving money on food seems to be a pretty good reason to turn off a cell phone, Gold also stated that a little less than half the customers are agreeing to the deal. Apparently, many are willing to pay full price to keep their cell phones attached to their person. He said there's a game that's going around, a trendy little game that started early this year, where everybody stacks their phones up, and friends dining together at the restaurant, they'll put their phones there in the middle of the table, and the first person to touch his or her phone has to pay the entire bill for the group. Now, let me know, would you check your cell phone at the door for a 5% discount? Do you think you could make it through a meal without looking at your phone? I don't know that I can. That would be very hard. Miss Thing and I actually have become like that's part of the meal. We would discuss things that are, oh, look who just Facebooked, or hey, I just got this on Twitter. It actually has now become dinner conversation, and I don't know if that's a good thing. It's probably not. probably as bad as not having family dinner anymore. That's one thing that families need to do, is have family dinner. And maybe turning off your phones at home would be a great way to start teaching people how to deal with restaurants and be out in public with the phones. So, there's a little phone restaurant story for you. And actually, let's go to the real news today. I got Miss Thang, and let's just jump into the real thing. This whole microphone problem has got me all scattered and wobbly and wonkly, and whatever wonkly is. So let's go to the news. Well, here we are. Finally, we're back. I have got Miss Thang back in the studio. She has been on vacay.
Vacay.
Yeah. In other words, you were too busy to come down here and do this.
That's true.
That
I'm
is true.
Sorry.
So I just said you were on vacay.
But you've been rolling with the news pretty good.
Thank you. I've been trying. I've been doing like the Prince Harry showing his royal scepter kind of news. And,
ew.
You know.
I heard it wasn't very brilliant in its scepterness. That's,
really?
That's what I heard. I didn't
Where
look
did
at
you
the
hear
pictures.
That?
Somewhere else that was talking about it.
Who was talking about his royal scepterist?
They were saying that, you know, if, I don't know. They were saying that if he,
What?
I know. What I heard is they were saying that, you know, maybe if he weren't as, he seemed pretty proud, obviously.
Uh-huh.
He's getting naked in a room full of people at a party.
Right.
And you would think, doing so, maybe you would be a little bit more blessed.
Endowed? Is that the word
you're looking for? Endowed, that's the word. And from what I hear, he's not.
Oh. So he's not like some kind of big British beef eater.
He's no beef eater.
Whatever that is. I don't even know what that
is. I don't either.
That's the guy that guards the door of the clock tower. The old
oh.
The beef eater. The guy that wore the hat.
Yeah. That doesn't move.
No, that's the royal guard.
Oh.
Beef eater. All right, we're going to have to tell them what to do. Google, bitches. You got your news?
I've got a bunch of stories you sent me that we're going to talk about.
Oh, I know. The one thing that I wanted to ask you about before we go on is you were coming home bitching about the fact that Halloween costumes were already out.
Yeah. Well, I've seen Halloween decorations. I haven't quite seen the costumes, but people are already talking about them. It's August.
Well, you got to plan ahead if you're going to go to a party or build your costume.
Oh, well, what are we going to be? We have some time. We could build one.
We are going to go as the tiki leader and the news lady. And that way we won't have to waste money on a costume.
Huh.
You don't like that?
Uh-uh.
Me either.
Oh, gosh dang.
Gosh dang. Son of a banana. Darn it.
I wonder if people could recommend some ideas for costumes for us. Would that be fun?
Please, recommend. Recommend
yeah.
away.
Where should they send their recommendations?
To pinkbarb27@yahoo.com.
Okay. I got my email up and running again.
Finally. And how many emails did you... You kept getting an email server error, and you're like, what's this? What is this? Why do I keep getting this? Why?
What is up with that voice?
That's just the voice that I do when I...
You have the same voice for a man that likes other men.
Uh-huh.
And for the annoyed listener that's probably a soccer minivan mom.
That one... Just,
and
I
me.
Was annoyed by
we
that last comment.
We all three have the same voice.
Well, that's just that's the voice that I use when people... You know, I just don't feel it. I'm upset and I'm annoyed and, you know, I ask you to take the trash out and you didn't do it, you know? That's so... See, and I was driving and my car broke down, and I hate when that happens. See, it's all the same.
Is that a man or woman talking?
It could be anybody. It's just, I'm annoyed voice. I'm just annoyed, and it's funny to do that kind of... I don't care who it is, it's annoyed.
You need...
I could even do annoyed Chinese guy like that. He's annoyed Chinese guy. I ordered 35 minutes ago. It's been 35 minutes. You not make delivery. See, it's almost the same voice.
Almost. You need more voices. You need to create characters.
Oh, I could do this guy.
Who's that guy?
Oh, that's the Stoner Hillbilly.
The Stoner Hillbilly.
Stoner Hillbilly. You don't even normally think that hillbillies get stoned. But, you know, you don't even think about, like, people in Alabama having
Have you seen Winterbone?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm thinking about, like, you know, like California Hillbilly, you know.
California has hillbillies?
No, yeah, I'm sure they remember the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, but they were special.
They were special, and they'd be really considered special in this
day and
age.
You're switching voices.
They'd be considered special in this day and age. So stop picking on the Beverly Hillbillies. Everybody is special in their own way.
Don't use that voice for me ever again.
Okay, I won't. But anyway, we were talking about Halloween.
Yes, and people should send their Halloween costumes ideas.
I was at Big Lots the other day, and their stuff's been out for a long time.
Did you see anything that motivated you? And hey, my girlfriend and I should dress up like that.
No, but they had a lot of autumn stuff out.
Okay.
You know, I thought you meant like what impressed me at the store, not as far as Halloween costumes.
No, I was thinking about Halloween costumes.
Oh, no, I just meant at Big Lots, they had a lot of cool autumn decorations. And I don't, well, as a guy, I shouldn't even be worried about autumn decorations, and I don't know why I am. That has got to stop.
You've really got to stop. I think I'm over that voice now. I just had an overdose of it.
I just had an overdose of it.
I'm sorry, guys. I made him do it.
You took me there.
Ay, ay, ay.
And now, it's time for All Things Considered with your news person, the news with the boobs, Miss Thang.
Oh, I keep hoping. All right, first up, Kentucky ranchers are feeding their cows chocolate. I'm kind of jealous of the cows. We've been trying to eat healthier, so we haven't kept much chocolate around.
Are these cows in Hershey, Pennsylvania?
No, they're in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
And some lucky Kentucky cows don't have to finish dinner before getting dessert. The sweet stuff is their main course.
Why's that?
Well, corn prices are rising due to this year's drought, so much that ranchers in Kentucky say that they can no longer afford feed, and he has like 1,400 cows, this one rancher. Yeah. So he's feeding them something else to give them to get them nice and fat before slaughter. So he's feeding them straight up candy.
So the candy's not as expensive as feed.
Right.
So they're just getting sugar fat. They're just going to be like diabetic cows.
Do you think it'll affect the way the meat tastes?
I would think so, but then again, chocolate is pretty good with meat. That's like, you know, that's what mole is, Mexican beef mole, chicken mole.
This rancher is actually buying candy deemed unfit for humans, combines it with an ethanol byproduct and a mineral nutrient before feeding it to his livestock.
I'm
a little concerned.
Yeah, I don't know how healthy that would be, but, you know, I don't know. Sounds interesting. Be like, wonder if the fat is going to be like marbled with chocolate to the meat.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be? It sounds kind of tasty.
That would be good. Yeah. I'm really hungry. We should go get some jelly beans.
How could you be hungry after you made me eat mushrooms?
Made him eat mushrooms. Just made him. Force fed him.
You made me. Mushrooms are a fungus. There are a fungus.
I want to tell a story.
Okay.
About a month ago, we were laying in bed, and on a frequent occasion, you're like, I'm fat. I gained weight.
Yeah.
I'm fat.
Yeah, because you
got to stop cooking.
Because you cook so good, and you make me eat 2 or 3 helpings of stuff.
You make me. Force feed you. So
right.
We stopped eating. Well, we didn't stop eating, but at that point, we switched to having lettuce with fake meat for like 2 weeks straight.
And it was tasty. I love that fake meat, that Boca burger stuff, or the Boca hamburger crumbly.
And I got bored. And you went out of town.
Uh-huh. And so, you cheated on me with another food, did you?
No.
While I was out of town, you cheated on my fake meat.
No, we both have a goal to lose weight by Hawaii.
Okay.
But then I discovered this Hungry Girl cookbook in the cabinet.
By Lisa Lillian.
Yes. And I am now subscribed to her email list and all of this. And I'm trying all these wonderful recipes. And you're like, oh, we got to eat healthy. And I'm cooking again, but it's all healthy. And you're complaining.
No, I'm not complaining. You actually made a couple of good ones out of there. But tonight, you took a big old
portobello mushroom.
Yeah, and you turned it into a stuffed, but what should have been a potato skin.
But it was a portobello skinny skin.
Right. You put everything that a potato skin would have inside
without
of a mushroom, and then you made me eat it. But it's fungus. Mushrooms are fungus. Now, let me put it in perspective for you.
Did you like it?
Let me put it in perspective. It's a fungus. You know what else is a fungus?
athlete's foot. Athlete's foot is a fungus. It tells you right on the commercials, right. Antifungal. So athlete's foot is a fungus. You made me eat a fungus.
You didn't have to eat it.
Oh, I did because I was hungry. But let's keep this in perspective. So if athlete's foot is fungus and mushrooms are fungus, when a dog licks your athlete foot, does it think it's having mushrooms?
Dear God, no.
And how did my brain even go there? Why did it go there? Let's just skip it and go on to another story.
I love mushrooms.
But now you're like licking dog feet. I mean, licking feet.
There's a mushroom company that's going to come after you and be like, cease and desist.
Portobello mushroom feet. That's what we have for dinner tonight.
Wow. I don't want jelly beans anymore. Okay, the bullet-riddled home of Ma Barker can be yours. You can buy it.
Yeah.
For how much?
How much?
$1 million.
Well, you know, she's one of the most famous gangster women of the in history.
Is she?
Yeah, Ma Barker and her sons. Yeah.
Huh. Well, her home, it's for sale. It's in Florida. It's where the FBI shot and killed the matriarch of the Barker gang back in 1935. It can be yours with an asking price of $1 million. And while it might seem like a bit of a fixer-upper, don't go fixing those holes in the walls right away. Turns out they're original bullet holes from the gun battle that ensued when agents surrounded the home and tried to take Barker and her son, Fred, into custody.
Yeah.
So I wonder what this house looks like. They don't show a picture.
But it's riddled with bullet
1935.
Holes.
1935.
They had to at least fix the outside so water wasn't getting in. Maybe they just all in the inside of the walls or all they left the holes.
1935. That was a long time ago.
Imagine that you're paying for the history. That's
so you turn it
think.
Into a museum.
Mm-hmm.
A Bob Barker museum.
They turned it. You'd be in one of those things like, come tour the house.
Right.
You'd have to keep finding. Or maybe they already have some of the memorabilia in there. Like, this is the furniture. This is the kind of, you know, stove right. that would have been in this house. This is the, you know, I would draw like a chalk outline on the floor if there's not already there, you know.
Did they do chalk outlines in 1935?
This is where Barker met Maker, huh?
Did they do chalk outlines in 1935?
I don't know.
Oh.
I guess that'd be Google, bitches.
Oh, Denver. You know, what do people think of? Okay, we're going to play a game.
Uh-huh.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
What do you think of when you think of Arkansas?
I think of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
What do you think of when you think of Florida?
I think of Disneyland and alligators.
What do you think of when you think of New York?
I think of stinky cabs and good pizza.
What do you think of when you think of Colorado?
I think of blue sky and mountain crisp air.
Do you think that's what everybody thinks of when they think of Colorado?
I would think so. I think they think of the mountains and skiing, most people.
Well, I was getting ready to move here 6 or 7 years ago. Uh-huh. You know, I'm like, I'm moving to Denver. You know what I heard most of the time?
What?
Oh, you can smoke pot there.
That's just your friends. That's the people you hang out with. That's the Winterbone people that you hang out with. Like, ow! What'd you throw at me? It hit me right in the nose.
Are you okay?
Yeah. But that Winterbone comment hit home, didn't it?
I think that Colorado has developed a reputation for being a pothead state.
Well, sort of, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arkansas is going to look for that law now, too, isn't it? They're...
I don't know.
I think I read a thing the other day that Arkansas is trying to pass the same bill that we have, the medical marijuana bill.
Oh, dear.
I can't imagine. Arkansas is slow enough, isn't it, without having
Hey,
to...
Hey, you look. Be nice. Arkansas is
no,
not
No, I loved
slow.
Arkansas. I worked there, huh?
But Arkansas is not slow.
They're laid back.
They are.
They're laid
back.
Sorry,
they're not
the slow
in a hurry
is not
to
the
get
word.
Things done.
No.
They don't rush and rush.
Right. It's like the other day when I was in Torrington, Wyoming, working.
Uh-huh.
And it dawned on me when I was behind an old guy in a truck that was in a 50 mile an hour, was doing about 35. And just cruising, not
he
going.
He wasn't on a cell
wasn't
phone.
Wasn't on a cell
he
phone.
He was just enjoying
just
his
joy.
Drive.
And as I went around, he like had his arm out the window, just waved at me, and I realized those people have no place to go. They're not in a hurry.
Right.
What are they gonna? They've already done their job, or they're on their way home, or they're enjoying the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you're in Denver. Ah, what's this traffic? I gotta get home. I'm missing Big Brother 14. I don't know who's gonna be evicted. This is driving me crazy.
Oh God! Oh God! The voice.
Sorry.
We need an alert. Alert. Anyway.
Uh huh.
The Denver City Council voted unanimously.
You bananally.
I grew up near Arkansas.
Okay.
Voted this week to ban all outdoor signage for medical marijuana in a move that even enjoyed support from a trade group representing many of the city's licensed dispensaries. Now, why do you think they did that?
Why? Because I don't know. How are you supposed to advertise your business if you can't advertise your business?
Well, many residents were complaining that the ads were a public nuisance, and the local media had been filled with photos of sidewalk signs along heavily trafficked areas, billboards promoting dispensaries, flyers being left on cars, and even people holding signs on street corners. So say you're walking down a street with your kid, and there it is, and the artwork on these signs
or obviously marijuana. We've seen it.
I haven't seen one that I'm like, wow, that looks really cool. Most of them look very chintzy.
Yeah, hand done. Maybe a green cross or something like that. Or
yeah, like they got together one night, smoked it up.
This will be
our symbol. Let's paint our sign.
But they all had great names. You know, I did a while back on a podcast. I did. They had like the Hemp Castle and the Herbal Helper and.
You know what I think they should do? They should all just have those green crosses.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So you know where to...
Right. Just like a hospital has the Red Cross.
But you don't got to know the name of the place you're going to. You wouldn't... What if Walmart and Big Lots just had a penny for their
yeah,
sign?
Yeah, but this is
different.
This is like drugs.
It's medical marijuana. This is used for people that have actual pain. This medical marijuana is never... You know,
your nose hurts. I just threw something at you. Do we need to go to the dispensary?
I do. My nose is painful.
Voice alert.
I need an edible. I need some edibles to make me feel better.
What's an edible?
I have no idea.
You're lying.
I read Westword, the entertainment magazine.
And that's one where there's tons.
How are they going to do that? Because like the back 15 pages are nothing but ads.
If they're not about that? Dispensaries, they're about... meeting people.
Hi, want to meet online? Hi, call me. Who does those? You ever see those ads on TV? Those still those.
They're at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Hi, trying to meet the right
voice
person.
Alert.
Call me.
Dang, you're on a. You've got a crutch. I used it.
Hi.
Oh God.
But you know the ones just...
You're like, hi, I'm Tiffany. You want to chat?
I have met the nicest people on this love line.
Right.
Do you know anybody that's ever done those?
Nobody's going to admit to that.
I bet if they call, there are people that just sit there and listen. You know what I mean? They're so loner-ish, no friends. They probably just call and go, hello? Anybody there? You know, there's other people. Hello, anybody?
Just talk to me.
I hear you breathe.
I'm going to put my phone on mute so you don't hear what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's got to be well worth $2-3 an hour. Minute. Hour.
What?
I don't know. I've never called it. I don't know.
I don't know that I believe you now all of a sudden.
Ow, my nose hurts. I really need... I need some medical marijuana.
People are going to start thinking we're potheads.
You are a pothead.
Yeah, the kind of pot you plant flowers in.
Yeah, that kind. What kind is that?
You take pots and plant flowers in
them. Yeah, you're like a green thumb kind of girl. Metaphor.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going to get drug tested tomorrow. I feel it.
I feel it, too. All right, thanks for doing the news, Miss Thing.
All right, you have a fabulous day.
Later.
Peace out.
Well, that about do it for us. Hope you enjoyed whatever we were able to get out today. I promise I will get this fixed. I will do my best on my honor, Scout's honor. So God bless America, and go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo. And they're underwear, thingies and noose. And poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three. Men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let's remasculate. Oh, won't you come with me and remasculate?